Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee. All for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Just execution wasn't there. Kind of spraying the ball. So got away with it there for a while and then obviously shut up a little bit in the fifth, but it is what it is.
He was spraying the ball. That was Paul Skeens. Three homers allowed yesterday, four walks. Are you allowed to criticize the guy? 412-928-9370. I think a lot of people in the back of their minds have thought, you know, Paul hasn't been the same this year. I don't think a lot of people want to put it out there because there's so much wrong with the Pirates organization, and he is the one beacon of hope, and he still does have an ERA under three, but he has been underwhelming. Are you going to say that on the air? Do you feel comfortable sharing that opinion publicly? 412-928-9370. The phone lines are popping, and I promise we will get to you in just a minute. I think my default setting here is to also find a way to criticize the Pirates.
Yeah.
Because he is so special, and he'll probably wind up having a great year, Dorn. He probably will.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, I feel like I'm okay with criticizing him whenever he does have outings like yesterday because I know that he'll figure it out, and I know that he'll work harder than anybody to try to figure it out.
No doubt.
Right.
And I want to keep the criticism within reason. It's been seven starts, and he's going to, we would hope, make 23, 24, 25 more of these this year. So it's a small body of work through this point in the season. And he did just absolutely cruise through the best lineup in all of Major League Baseball just last week. So I do want to keep the criticism within reason, but I do think on the whole, he has been underwhelming this year. His velocity last season on his fastball was seventh best in all of Major League Baseball, number one among all starting pitchers. This year, 15th in Major League Baseball. Is it too many pitches? Is it his arm slot, which we've been told has changed? Are these decisions that he made or that they made for him? If he thought, hey, I want to change my arm slot. Hey, I want to add a few more pitches. I do think you let Paul do what he wants to do. We said this way back when they drafted him. Don't right-size him to your pitching philosophy.
Exactly.
Let Paul Skeens be Paul Skeens. Whatever he did to get himself to being drafted 1-1, let him keep doing it. Whatever he did last year that made him successful, let him keep doing it. Don't tinker. But the arm slot's a little bit lower. There's more pitches he's throwing this year. The velocity is down. Are these things he decided to do or that the team wanted him to do? I don't have the answer to that. I hope it was his decision. And if so, you could question them now. I would much rather it be Paul figuring it out on his own, though, than them telling him, no, you should lower the arm. You should pitch to contact more. That'd be bad.
As much as we want to blame the Pirates, I think in a situation like this, I think it might be his decision to add to his arsenal, and it may be too quick to do that. I mean, think about it. If you're a player and you come for your first time onto the scene last year and you do what you did and you accomplish what you accomplished, you're like, okay, now I can add to the utility belt. Let's see what else I can work on. Let's see what else I can do. Let's see what else I can put out there on game day. And maybe he needs to just go back to being simple and what really made him as good as he is, yes. like you're saying. And maybe he's trying too much. And I know it's, you know, I know it's sexier to blame the Pirates and say like the pitching staff is messing with him, but I would think that a guy like Paul Skeens kind of has control of what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do whenever he's pitching. And I think that he's added too much to maybe his arsenal that he can't really handle.
I think you're probably right about that. Texter, take his name off the stat sheet and see if you think it's an underwhelming as a blind review. His numbers are really good. I'm not going to take his name off it because he's Paul damn Skeens. I'm not comparing him to the other pitchers in Major League Baseball. I'm comparing him to the standard that he set last year, and he has not lived up to that this season. When it's all said and done and he's started 32 times and he's thrown near 200 innings, my guess is his ERA is somewhere in the 2-2 range, the 1-8 to 2-2 range. I bet you he winds up being a dominating force. But through seven games, it's been hit or miss with Paul Skeens. And he was excellent against the Dodgers. He was poo-poo against the Cubs. That's the reality.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.